Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
for the rest of our day. Yes, 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 yes. I welcome you in the sanctuary this third Sunday service on April 21st, 2024 of Let's Do a Radio with Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington, speaking to us boldly on Christ this evening. You will most certainly be blessed, and you will have to join us to hear what thus saith the Lord. So call in, tune in, join in on the air, and become part of the Let's Do a Radio congregation at 845-241-9985. And if you've missed any episodes, go ahead and go on over to On Demand on blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do a Radio, and you can peruse the list and pick any show that you haven't seen or want to listen to again. We appreciate every time you listen, so go ahead and join in. And to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air, you can always sow a seed to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air, the Cash App at $ANASCVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my cell or my tip, you can always holler me through Zelle. So I am your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisako Designs, and I am broadcasting to you, the worldwide listening audience, and I want you to please, please, please put your hands together, and you know what we do when we have a minister in the house. We put our hands together, and we give them a round of applause, a spiritual applause. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Reverend Carolyn Williams.
Well, praise the Lord. I guess, amen. Am I supposed to say something? Praise the Lord.
Yes. You're supposed to greet the congregation.
Amen. Praise the Lord. First, giving honor to God, who's the love of my life. I love him more than I love living.
Amen.
I bring you greetings from the great Yakima Valley, Washington State, hallelujah, where all I do is worship and praise the Lord and preach and teach and encourage.
Amen.
And pray. And hallelujah. That's what I love to do. I believe that's what God saved me to do, and I'm just so excited about Jesus. Oh, man, I tell you. There's no one else to be more excited about than the Lord, the Christ.
Amen.
The Son of the living God. So I thank God for this opportunity to come and just pour out my heart, pour out my spirit, pour out God's word to the listening audience.
Amen.
Today, that they may be blessed, encouraged, challenged, inspired, correct, rebuke, reprove, whatever the word of the Lord has, hallelujah. I know that it is good, because everything that he says, everything that he's done, and everything
yeah.
that he's going to do is good for us. So I bring you greetings from Yakima. God bless you, and
amen,
I'm excited
amen,
to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we will have invocational prayer. We will have invocational. We have Apostle Chris on the line. And so if he doesn't mm-hmm. mind doing the invocational prayer, and Reverend Ron Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas as well, if you don't mind doing scripture.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll be scripture first. Hello?
Go ahead, please. Yes. Yes.
Good evening, everyone, and thank God for being here tonight. Our scripture will launch from Psalms 1 through 6. It's always such a meaningful scripture to me, and I don't mind sharing it. And it quotes as such, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And in the law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. call the ungodly are not so, but are like the cast which grin, drive it away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May God add a blessing to the reader and hear the word.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Apostle Chris.
Amen. We thank and we praise God for Sister Carolyn on tonight. We thank you, Brother Ron, for the scripture that you brought forth. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for waking us this morning. We thank you that you allowed us to go about our normal daily duties. We thank you, Father, that you allowed us to get on the radio tonight to give your name the praise. We ask now, God, that you would dip Sister Carolyn deep down in your treasures, God. Give her own heart. We ask now, God, that you would let your Holy Spirit rest up on her tonight like never before. God, we ask that you give us ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to say that I will come to you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Now, God, we pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I have to tell you that our minds must be on one accord, because if there hadn't been anybody else on the line, I was going to read Psalms 1, so Reverend Marshall, he must be on one accord, because when he started reading that, I was like, okay, he must have read my mind. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will now hear My God is Awesome, and you all know your God is awesome because you are here with us this evening, and you're going to hear from a spirit-filled woman. So let's sit back and listen to Charles Jenkins, My God is Awesome.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say it. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
Come on.
Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good, say it. Say, my God. Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify. Somebody ought to lift your voice. He's awesome. Come on. My God. Verse 2. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Awesome. My God. Come on, look back over your life. and see where the Lord has brought you from. Awesome. Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate. If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. Awesome.
Carolyn, her God is awesome to her, and she's awesome to him. So she is a spirit-filled and a willing worker and servant who loves God and who has been in the ministry for over 30 years. Over 30 years, that's a lifetime right there. So she will not hold back on preaching the living words of which God has laid on her lips, because that is what she does on a regular. I mean, you could say hi to her. Praise God. You know, it doesn't matter. How you doing? Praise God.
Hello.
So I know that she has God on her lips, and she is a woman of the Most High God, because that's all she speaks about is God. And when she encounters people in the community and ministers to people in jails, prisons, nursing homes, and grocery stores, homeless shelters, anywhere her feet take her and her voice can be heard, even when we're on the phone, you know, sister, praise God. You know, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank you, Jesus.
No,
Reverend Williamson always has a song on her lips, and she always has joy in her heart. And her heart's desire is to love God's people and have his people reconciled back to him. I know she wants to sing a song, so after we are graced by a song by Reverend Carolyn Williamson, she will bless us with what God has laid upon her. And I never know what she's going to speak about, so I just kind of, you know, wait for her to give me the go sign and let her go, because, hey, God may change in midstream, so you got to go where God leads you. So it's in your hands, Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Hallelujah.
And
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, with all these great preachers on the line, they know that God, you have to wait on God. You really have to wait on God. It's so easy for a preacher to pick pick a message, pick a text, and deal with it, and, you know, and come up with something. But God knows what needs to be heard, when it needs to be heard. And so I like to wait on God. And if it's the last minute, hallelujah, I know this is what he wants. Glory to God. I love for him to minister to me. So praise the Lord. I'm going to sing a little bit of this song because it just dropped in my spirit a few hours ago. And it just, hallelujah. You don't know like I know.
Come on.
Oh, what the Lord has done for me. Yeah, yeah. You can't tell it like I can. No, 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 no. Oh, what the Lord is for me.
Come on now.
You don't know like I know. Oh, thank you, dear God. Yeah, yeah. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. You can't tell it like I can. No, no. No, no, no. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. Jesus picked me up, turned me all around. He placed my feet on a solid ground. Jesus picked me up, turned me around. And he placed my feet on a solid, solid ground. You don't know like I know. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. What the Lord has done for me, you can't tell it like I can. No. What the Lord has done for me, I don't know like you know. No. What the Lord has done for you, thank you, Lord. And I can't tell it like you can. No. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. What the Lord has done for you. Oh, yes. You don't know like I know. Oh, no. Thank you, Jesus. What the Lord has done for me. Jesus picked me up. He picked you up too. Yes, he did. And he turned us all around. Thank you, dear Lord. Yeah. Thank you, dear Lord. Jesus placed our feet. Yes, he did. He placed it on a solid ground. And that's why we're standing here today. That's why we're sitting here today. Because Jesus picked us up one day. Yes, he did. He turned us all around. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Jesus placed our feet. He placed us our feet on a solid ground. Oh, God. And we say, thank you, dear Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you don't know like I know. No. What the Lord has done for us. Thank you, dear God.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's just about shouting right there. Hallelujah. God has given every one of us on the line a testimony. Hallelujah. The Lord has done for us. Glory to God. We couldn't do it for ourselves. Our parents couldn't do it. Our friends couldn't do it. Hallelujah. Nobody could do it but Jesus. Glory to God. I'm so excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't help it, but I stay excited. I got to stay excited because, hallelujah, he done too much. I know I have some witnesses on the call today. That know that God has done too much. He's done too much, so much.
So much.
Hallelujah. Ain't nobody greater than him. But I ain't going to prolong my time. Glory to God. Father, I just love you. I just thank you. I just worship, hallelujah, and adore you. Because you are God and there is none other. So, Father, you be thou glorified. Speak, Lord. Move, Lord. Do what you want to heal.
Yes.
Break strongholds. Break yokes. Hallelujah. Do what you do best because we know that there's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me if you have your sword this evening to the 19th chapter of Luke.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God. We just thank God for his invitation. You know, I'm going to say this because nothing more in this world. This is me. This is just so personal. There's nothing more in this world, as Sister Inez said it, for me than to see souls come to the kingdom.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And once a person comes to Christ Jesus by faith in his death, burial, and resurrection, that should be our deepest passion and desire. Is to disciple others, to bring others into the fold before it's too late. We don't know when the too late is, but we do know that he is going to return. And so my heart cry, my passion more than anything in the world is to reach the lost at all costs. Hallelujah. To bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just excited to be on the battlefield for the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to have brothers and sisters that we're on the same team. Glory to God. We're working for the same purpose. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The Bible said we're laborers one to another. We're co-laborers of each other. Mm-hmm. We're working together in God's kingdom, and that is beautiful. Yeah. That we have servants, laborers that are working together for the same cause, and that is the reach souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. 19th chapter of Saint Luke. Hallelujah. And I want to call our attention to the 5th verse. Glory to God. But I'm gonna read it all. 19:1-8. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I want us to focus on the 5th verse. Glory to God. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Uh-huh. That's Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus, the 5th verse, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. And saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw him, when the people standing around, the spectators saw him, they all murmured, saying that he is going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, hallelujah, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything, Lord have mercy, anything, hallelujah, if I have taken anything of any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is also of the Son of Abraham, for the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. And if I were to use just if I were to use a thought for us this afternoon, I would, especially for the listening audience, because those of us that I know that are on the call, Reverend Ron, Apostle Chris, and maybe Pastor Betty and any other minister, Sister Inez, we're all already in relationship with God.
Amen.
But then just in case there's someone that is on the call tonight, I would like a use for a subject. Today is your day. Hallelujah. Today is your day. But let me make it clear that sometimes we can walk with the Lord and we find so many things that get in our way that distracts us from being close to the Master as we should. And we find ourselves turning around and going back from whence we've come. Well, it's never too late for that person also. Today can be the day for the backslider. Hallelujah. Today can be the day for the one that straddled a fence. Today could be the one, or shall I say is the day. Today is the day for the one that has backslidden, that straddled a fence, that don't have a made-up mind, that is playing in the water, so to speak, you know, where the water is probably just at their ankle and they don't want it to come a little higher. Well, today is your day. Hallelujah. And I want to remind you, glory to God, that we cannot put off what we're going to do today for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. I know I have some witnesses on here that will be a witness, hallelujah, that tomorrow is promised to no man, hallelujah. As a matter of fact, the scripture says, no one knows the day or the hour, and when the Son of Man, that's Jesus Christ, shall return. So I want to let somebody know today. I want to compel somebody. I want to beg and urge and plead with somebody today that today is your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to the text, we see that today, that particular day was Zacchaeus' day. And let me ponder right here, because it doesn't matter what your name is. Glory to God. Your name could be Pam.
Right.
Your name could be Susie. Your name can be Jennifer. Your name can be Kathy. Your name can be Carolyn. Your name can be Amanda. It does not matter. Your name can be Betty. It can be Inez. But it doesn't matter what your name is. I just want you to know today is your day. Hallelujah. To come to Jesus. Glory to God. This man in the text, by the name of Zacchaeus, and I'm just gonna let the Lord wallow around in the text here today, because it's
come on,
put me in the text, and maybe when we look at this man, we will be able to see ourselves or help somebody along this Christian journey to see them all. Hallelujah! Because we are our brother's keepers. I know I have a witness here. We're our sister's keeper. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. As I said before, that we're laborers one of another. Glory to God. For the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So this man by the name of Zacchaeus, if I were to use my spiritual imagination, I believe that Zacchaeus had heard a whole lot about Jesus. And you know, sometimes we can hear a whole lot about Jesus. We can hear the preacher talking about Jesus and the miracles that he performed, and how he opened up blinded eyes, and how he caused the lame to walk, and how he brought life back into a withered hand, and how he healed a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years, and how he we heard all these miracles, and we hear preachers and pastors and apostles and teachers that are teaching about this man by the name of Jesus. And so Zacchaeus had heard much. Hallelujah. We've heard much, but in spite of our hearing much, today is our day. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And so the scripture says that this man, Zacchaeus, I'm a paraphrase and it says, this man wasn't liked by many people.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Okay. He wasn't liked. He wasn't liked socially, and he wasn't liked religiously, because they didn't like him as a tax collector. And you know how sometimes, I remember the day when they used to come and collect taxes from my parents. And you know, and when you're collecting cash money or whatever they used in that day, you have a tendency to pocket some of it, because you can just say, well, your taxes is $700, when reality your taxes might have been $500. And so you would actually the tax collector $200 extra of your money. Hallelujah. Tax collector didn't have no conscience. At least Zacchaeus didn't, until he heard about this man named Jesus. And a whole lot of times, people cannot be convicted of wrong that they're doing until they come to know Jesus. And until they hear about this man from Galilee, glory to God, hallelujah, who is able to save their sin-sick soul. Glory. I'm still talking about today is your day. Hallelujah. Today is anybody's day. Hallelujah. Who don't know Jesus. Glory to God. I'm compelling you to come to know this man. This man, Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he was chief among the publicans, and that he was rich. We know how he got rich, from ripping folks off. Glory to God. But nevertheless, even in the midst of his wickedness, even in the midst of his sin, even in the midst of his deceitfulness, even in the midst of him walking in darkness, he desires to see Jesus Christ. And I want to let somebody know today that no matter where you've been, and no matter what you've done, as a matter of fact, let me put a pin right there. No matter what you're doing right now, you can still see Jesus. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Yes.
Because he wants to see you. Hallelujah. He wants to have, wants you to have an encounter with him. As a matter of fact, he wants to have an encounter with you today. Hallelujah. Yes. And so this man, Zacchaeus, wanted to see the master. I love calling him the master, because that's who he is to me. Hallelujah. Yes. He is my master. I remember one day when I was lost in sin, and I heard about this man named Jesus. I didn't know him as master then, but I can call him master now. Glory to God. Because I was like Zacchaeus. I wanted to know Jesus. I wanted to see Jesus. I've heard much about him, but I wanted to be intimate with him. I wanted to get personal with him. You know how we can get personal with our friends and personal with our coworkers, and we can confide some things to our coworkers. Some of us confide everything to them. We just put all our confidence in them. But I found out that we're not to put our confidence in man, hallelujah.
Whoa.
But we put all of our trust in the Lord. Today is your day, hallelujah, to put all of it in Jesus. And so Zacchaeus, the Bible said that he could not get to Jesus because there was a whole lot of folks around. And let me tell you that sometimes in our church setting, you may have a lot of people around, but they're not there for the right reason. Oh, my God. Man. Hallelujah. They're there to spectate. They're there to criticize. They're there to condemn. They're there to judge, but they don't want to see Jesus. And so the one that really want to see Jesus, the one that really want to humble themselves before the Lord, the one that really want to surrender their life to the Lord, those that are on the outside, those spectators are murmuring and saying, who does she think she is? She's been walking the street and being with Tom and Jerry and Tim and Peter and Paul, and now she wants to come up into the house of God and she want to see Jesus. She didn't want to see him when she was out there walking the street, but let me tell you, hallelujah, no matter how long you walk with God, hallelujah, Jesus wants you to see him, hallelujah. He wants you to be like Zacchaeus, move amongst all the spectators and all the stuff and all the condemning folks and all the judgmentalist folks. Move, press a past sin. You know, you got folks in the way. They don't want to see nobody come to Jesus. They don't want to see nobody saved. But hallelujah, we're supposed to do whatever it takes, hallelujah, that somebody come to the knowledge of the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Zacchaeus couldn't see because he was a little person. He was a little statue. But he thought to himself, if I were to use my spiritual imagination. See, when you have a whole lot of folk in the way trying to block your blessing, I consider it a blessing to get in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because when you want to get in his presence, hallelujah, that means he's got a blessing with your name on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. But not only do he have a blessing with your name on it, he may have healing with your name on it, deliverance with your name on it, strength with your name on it, joy with your name on it, peace with your name on it. So you have to do whatever it takes to get in the presence of Jesus. And I don't know about nobody.
Yeah.
I've got a made-up mind that I'm going to do what the Apostle Paul says in the Philippians. I think it's the fourth chapter. He said, I got the press. Hallelujah. I got the press. For the mark of the high calling. Hallelujah. I got to forget things that are behind me because I just want to see Jesus. I just want to get in his presence. So Zacchaeus couldn't get there one way. He said, I got another way. Hallelujah. It's good to have another way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you can't get because people are blocking you. People are trying to trip you up. People are trying to hinder your walk with Jesus, your talk with Jesus, your prayer life. They don't want to see you connected with the master. They don't want it to be your day. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus said, the scripture said, that Zacchaeus, he said within himself, well, I guess I'll take a little jog. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I guess I'll take a little run. Because I see there's a tree over there, and it's got some limbs low enough for me to climb up in the tree because I'm desperate. You know, when you're desperate, you'll do anything. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you really want what you want, when you really want to connect with the master, when you really hear him calling your name and tugging at your heart and people are witnessing to you about his love and his kindness and his mercy and his grace. And you make up in your mind that I can't let nothing stand in my way. As a matter of fact, I can't let my husband stand in my way. I can't let my wife stand in my way. I can't let family members stand in my way. I can't let friends stand in my way. I got to move whatever it takes that I can get to Jesus because that's all that matters. He has everything that I need. I've tried everything, and I realized that nothing works. Hallelujah. I've tried this and that, and maybe him or her, or I've tried going on a trip or just getting away by myself, and I find that wherever I go, the problem is with me. But if I can get to Jesus, oh, my God.
Come on.
If I can just get to Jesus, I know that things can change. And so that he climbed up in a tree because he wanted to see Jesus. What are you and I willing to do, hallelujah, to get closer to Jesus? What are we willing to do, hallelujah, to have a more effective prayer life? What are we willing to do to get delivered from some things? Hey, glory to God. What are we willing to do? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The songwriter said that I need just a little more Jesus. What are you willing to do to get a little more Jesus to help you along the way? And I don't know about you today.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because today is the day for anyone. I don't care who you are, where you are. You can be like Zacchaeus. You can say that I see Jesus. I feel Jesus. I hear Jesus call in my name, and I can't ignore him no more. I've done my own thing for much too long, and so I feel him tugging at my heart. I hear him someone, when I hear others speak of, when I hear others talk of, all I can hear is Jesus. That's all I can hear. And so I realize that if I can't hear nothing else but Jesus, he must be tugging at my heart. He must be pulling at my heart. And I can't resist him any longer. I have to be like Zacchaeus. I have to get in a position. I have to get in a place so that when the master passed by, hallelujah, when he passed by, he'll see me. Glory to God. Because I really want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I can hear Zacchaeus saying that I don't care. I really got to see this man. I got to see this man who did all these great miracles. Maybe he can work a miracle in my life. Somebody needs to know today that he can work a miracle in your life. Glory to God. He can set you free from whatever that's holding you bondage. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood he shed at Calvary. And so Zacchaeus, I can imagine, while he was in the tree. And here Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Hear his presence. Fills the room. Hallelujah. Hear his presence. Change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And Jesus, when he sees Zacchaeus, when he looks up, when he gets to the place where Zacchaeus was, I can imagine this man, Zacchaeus, looking down for the master. Was he looking down for the master? Was looking up for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm trying to tell somebody today. Hallelujah. You might be looking down, but the master is looking up for you. Glory to God. He wants to pull you, hallelujah, into his presence. He wants to do as the songwriter said. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest cry. And he'll answer by and by. Hallelujah. Today is your day. Glory to God. Jesus tells Zacchaeus. He says, Zacchaeus,
come on down.
Whatever your name is today, hallelujah. Can you hear him calling your name? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you hear him calling your name? He said, come on. He said, you've been slowing around too long. You've been wasting your time too long. You've been distracted too long. You've been hindered too long. But now I'm here in your presence, and I want you to get in a hurry. I want you to push everything out the way, and I want you to come on and get in my presence because I've got something great for you. How many of you know today that, hallelujah, this is your day for God to do great in your life? Oh, glory. This is your day for God to work a miracle in your life. This is your day, hallelujah, for God to set somebody free. Because I read that whom the Son of Man set free, he's free indeed. And I don't know about nobody today, but I'm so glad that I'm free. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I'm free. Today is your day. Today is my day. Today is our day. Today is anybody's day. Hallelujah. To come and get in the presence of Jesus because he wants to spend time. Hallelujah. He wants to spend time with us. And I found out, hallelujah, when the man, when Zacchaeus, when he came down, the Bible said that he received Jesus joyfully. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He got happy. Glory to God. I can imagine him saying, y'all remember we sang that song, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. Hallelujah, but I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord has done. I can imagine hallelujah, when he received Jesus joyfully, hallelujah, he couldn't keep it to himself. And the Bible says that those spectators, oh, my Lord, those spectators, hallelujah, they all murmur. You know, hallelujah, as I first stated, you know how you can have people that will murmur and they will complain and they say, who do that person think they are? They don't need to be saved. Hallelujah. But I must remind you that the Lord willing that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Hallelujah. He's long-suffering. Yeah. He's not flat concerning his promises. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So even when there are murmurers, those are talk about you folks, you know, those backbiting folks, those backstabbing folks that don't want to see you come to Jesus. They don't want this to be your day. Glory to God. To receive Jesus joyfully. Hallelujah. But you've got to make up in your mind they can talk all they want. Glory to God. Spend some time with Jesus. You know, it's a blessing when Jesus want to be a guest in your house. Hallelujah. Yes. But it's a better blessing when you want to welcome him into your house. Hallelujah. We ought to say, Lord, come on in. And I heard a songwriter say, come on in and take your seat. But hallelujah. No. I don't want him to just come sit down. I want him to change some things. Hallelujah. I want him to change the hearts of my children. Change the hearts of my spouse. Change the heart of my grandchildren. Change the heart of my neighbors. Change the hearts in the neighborhood, in the community. Change the hearts in the church. Change.
Yes.
Oh, God. Hey. Make up in your mind. You got to be like Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus said, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on,
come on, get in a hurry. Get in a hurry. Come on, come on. Because I want to spend time with you. I want to enter into your place. I want to come into your secret places. Hallelujah. Places that you've been hiding out for too long. And you don't want nobody to know about them. I want to come on in here. And I want to dwell there. Hallelujah. I want to clean you up. I want to straighten you out. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you today. Today is your day. And when you make up in your mind. When you make up in your mind. Hallelujah. When you make up in your mind to be like Zacchaeus. And you come down and get in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I can use my spiritual imagination that when Zacchaeus got in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, his heart was changed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can imagine him not only saying, created me a clean heart, but renew a right spirit. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you, today is your day to get a clean heart and a renewed and a right spirit within you. Hallelujah. But not only did Zacchaeus desire a clean heart and a renewed spirit, but he also desired a transformed mind. Oh, my God. I'm trying to tell you today, today is your day. Hallelujah. Not only to get a renewed spirit, and a renewed heart, but to get a transformed mind, because I read that this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But not only that, I heard the Apostle Paul when he said in Romans 12, I beseech you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God. See, God has been merciful to all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By his mercy, I ask that you surrender your life. Oh, my Lord. Present your life. Oh, my Lord. As a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. As a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. And to God. See, we want to be pleasing to God. I can use my imagination that Zacchaeus, when he came to Jesus, presented his body. He said, Lord, here am I. I've done wrong, but I want to be a living sacrifice for you, Lord. And I want my mind. I want to think right. I want to think how you want me to think. According to your word, Lord. Oh, my God, today is somebody's day. Hallelujah. And so the Bible said that Zacchaeus, he met with Jesus, and Jesus changed his life. And I don't have to just use Zacchaeus today. I can tell somebody, he changed. When you and I can confess
of our wrong that we've done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that change has really taken place in our lives. Hallelujah. And that's how God, Jesus, knew that Zacchaeus, that a change had been made in Zacchaeus' life, because Zacchaeus had been transformed, hallelujah, by the presence of God. Hallelujah. And I want to tell somebody, hallelujah, that today is your day, hallelujah, to be transformed by the presence of God. Hallelujah. And today is your day, hallelujah, to have a change-hearted mind, hallelujah, by coming to Jesus, by getting in a hurry, surrendering your life to him. That when the change happens, you won't have to make you do what's right. Hallelujah. You won't have to make you do what's right. You'll want to do what's right. You will want to do what's right. And so Zacchaeus, hallelujah, he made a commitment to change, to turn. And when we come to Jesus, when we realize that no matter whether it's today, tomorrow, or the day after, the next week, whenever we come to Jesus, hallelujah, all things become new. Oh, glory to God. All things become new. And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, he said, hallelujah, he said, Zacchaeus, For the Son of Man, that this day salvation has come to your house. Somebody needs to know today, hallelujah, that today salvation has come to your house. Today is your day. You are a child of the Most High God, because I read in the Word, hallelujah, that God says, the Word of the Lord says that the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, and they hallelujah, everybody in the world belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Whether you're accepting Jesus or not, you're still God's child. And God loves you with an everlasting love. And he wants you to be like Zacchaeus today. Hallelujah. He said, today is your day. Today is salvation. Is available for anyone that will hear. Jesus said, hallelujah, hear my voice and harden not your heart. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, they heard the voice of God, but they hardened their hearts. So I want to encourage you today. Today is your day. Salvation is yours today. Do not harden your heart. Glory to God. But come to Jesus. And as a matter of fact, you can come just as you are.
Jesus,
we're removed to the stand. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the Son of Man. For Jesus. He came looking for you. He came looking for me. Because he knew that we were lost. He knew that we were out in the arms of Satan. He knew. Hallelujah. That we had not made a conscious decision to become a part of the best family in the whole wide world. Glory to God. The best family in the whole wide world. And that is the family of God.
World.
So Jesus said, hallelujah, I came looking for you because I knew you was lost, but I come to save you. Glory to God. Let me say, hallelujah. Is that when you make up in your mind? Hallelujah. When you make up in your mind.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To come running.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just like that kid. Hallelujah. If I were to use my imagination, that kid says that my life is not my own. Hallelujah. He said, I've been bought with a price. Glory to God. And so since say, Lord, not only am I going to give back. Hallelujah. Not only am I going to give to the poor, but not only those that I've taken from, I'm going to give back a full I can imagine him saying that now, Lord, my commitment is to you, Lord, and I'm going to seek first your kingdom. I'm gonna do what you have called me to do. Hallelujah. I'm gonna go and tell others about the goodness of Jesus. I'm gonna go in the highways and the byways. And I'm gonna compel them to come on, come on. Because I was separated from the Lord. I was lost in my sin. But I heard Jesus say, come on. Get in a hurry. Get in a hurry. Salvation has come to you. And so I can imagine Zacchaeus saying, so Lord, I'm going to continue to work your work. I'm going to continue to be about your business. Lord, since the day is my day, I must work the work of you who has saved me. Hallelujah. While it's day, because I realize that a time will come when I won't be able. I won't be able to do no work. Hallelujah. Today is your day to work for the Lord. Hallelujah. Today is your day. Hallelujah. To put the trust in Jesus. Today is your day to draw nigh unto him. Today is your day to abide in his word. Today is your day. Your day is today. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, hallelujah. No matter what you've done, no. Because God's love is everlasting, hallelujah. His mercy endures to every generation. Today is your day. So come on. And while you're coming, make up in your mind that I'm going to be steadfast in the Lord. I'm going to be steadfast doing the work of the Lord. Until I know that my labor, hallelujah, my labor is not in vain in the Lord. Come on, today is your day. Hallelujah, come on. Hallelujah. But don't get weary doing the Lord's work. I can imagine Zacchaeus saying, now that I'm a new man, hallelujah, he said, I put off the old man, and I put on a new man, and I walk into the newness of life. I want to let you know today is the day to walk in a new life. Today is your day, hallelujah, to abide in Christ, and he will abide in you. Today is your day to pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Jesus says, if anyone come after me, if anyone want to be my disciple, if anyone want to follow me, must first deny himself, hallelujah. And so Zacchaeus, he denied himself. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He gave up his right. Hallelujah. Because he realized the day is his day. Hallelujah. And there may be somebody on the radio line. Hallelujah. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. Well, you need to know today is your day. Hallelujah. Jesus extends our open arms. Hallelujah. Stretched out wide to receive you as he did with Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. And he gave a new life, a new start. Hallelujah. You can have a new start today. For Jesus came, hallelujah, down to this earth so that salvation can belong to you. Hallelujah. Today. But he didn't just come, hallelujah, for you today. Hallelujah. He come that you may spend eternity with him. Hallelujah. He was whipped and he was beaten. He was beaten. And he was whipped. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he knew no sin. But it was my sin. Uh-huh. It was your sin. It was the sin of the world. Hallelujah. And they led him to Mount Calvary. And they hung him high. And they stretched him wide for everybody to see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And because, hallelujah, he hung up there, glory to God, all day Friday, all day Saturday. But I read that the Apostle Paul said, early, the first day of the week. Glory to God. Sunday morning. He got up, glory to God, with all power in his hands. And he showed himself to over 500 disciples and followers at one time. And then he showed himself to another 300.
Yes.
And so, hallelujah. But he told him, he said, I'm going back to my Father. I'm going back to my Father. But when I go back to the Father, hallelujah, I'm going to send you a comforter. Hallelujah. I'm going to send you a teacher. Hallelujah. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That will empower you, enable you to walk right. Hallelujah. Because you came to me. Hallelujah. You've accepted the gift of salvation. So I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost that will enable you to talk right. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost that will enable you to live right, to love right. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that will empower you to do the right thing. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back again. And when he come back, I want to hear him say, well done.
Hallelujah, well done,
thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on, I'm going to make you a ruler, hallelujah, over many. Today is your day, hallelujah, to get in the best family, glory to God. Do like Zacchaeus, make haste, get in a hurry, come down. No matter what people say, no matter if they mock you, talk about you, call you what you used to be, when you get with Jesus, you ain't what you used to be. Hallelujah. For the Apostle Paul, he says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Glory to God. The old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. Zacchaeus, hallelujah. He ran into that.
Yeah.
That's what Zacchaeus said. I'm no longer the same. I had an encounter with Jesus. He invited me into his presence. He wanted to spend time with me. I wasn't deserving. I wasn't worthy. Hallelujah. But he wanted to spend time with me. He wanted me to be saved. He wanted me to be in his family. Hallelujah. He wanted me to have a change of heart and mind. And I accepted the gift of salvation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And now I want everybody else to come because today is your day. Today is your day. Don't put it off for tomorrow. What you can do for today. Zacchaeus didn't put it off any longer. He heard the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Telling him to make haste. Get in a hurry. Come down. I want to dwell at your house today. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Today is your day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line for me. the Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. I don't care what the devil told you. You're next in line. You've been listening to them and have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line.
Carolyn, today is your day. Don't wait. And as Shirley sees the same, you're in line for a miracle. So if you know today's your day, God's going to bless you with a miracle. And so is Pastor Betty out there?
She just walked out the room. She just walked out the room.
Okay, all right. All right. Do you mind doing an invitation, Apostle?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Today is your day
to be just like Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through another day
of
hitting anybody. You don't have to go through another day of dealing drugs. You don't have to go through another day of being a prostitute. You don't have to go through another day of doing anything. But today can be your day to give your life to Christ.
Yes.
Things will change, just like it changed in Zacchaeus' life. His life was never the same. He did anybody wrong. It was going to be returned fourfold. And
yes,
God,
Lord.
That somebody is giving their life to you this day, this hour.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their life. Is there anybody in there on the radio line that
yes.
wants to give their life to Christ this
Hallelujah.
Day?
This day.
Do not put off today for tomorrow, because tomorrow
Amen.
Is not promised to you.
Hallelujah.
We ask
Amen.
Now that
Amen.
You would give your life to Christ
and
come
Hallelujah.
To the family of God. No, your problems is not going to be over. You're still going to do wrong. You're still going to do things that you're not supposed to do.
But all you have to do is ask for forgiveness, and God will forgive you. He will forgive you, and he will throw your sins as far from the east as from the west.
Mm-hmm.
And God will make you. We ask that you would give your life to Christ today and become a part of the family of God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're out there, and if you need special prayer, you can call Sister Inez, or you can call any other medicine, and we can pray with you. We can pray for you.
Amen.
And you can give your life to Christ this day.
Yes.
Amen.
Sister Inez, can you give them the phone number to call you? You can hit up on the chat room.
Amen.
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 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985, and join us in the chat room if you want prayer at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. Thank you. Don't wait, because once you wait, it may be too late. Some people thought that they were able to wait, and they waited too late, and things happened.
Hallelujah.
You know, you didn't tell your friend, I'm sorry. You didn't tell your parents, I'm sorry that I loved
you.
And something happened. So don't wait. God is here. God is here for you, as Apostle said.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait. Don't put out tomorrow what you can do today. It just takes a few seconds to say, Lord, please hear me. Lord, come on in. It's not that deep. Just a few words. Lord, come in. And he will definitely come in and take over your life. It doesn't take a long, drawn out, well, Lord, you know how I was. Mm-hmm. God knows how you were.
He
just wants to know that you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
He just wants to know, are you ready for me?
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I'm ready. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come into my heart.
Hallelujah.
Not long, it's not laborious. Just Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. Take over.
Hallelujah.
He knows all you did. He just waits for you to say those words.
Lord.
You can't come into somebody's house unless you invite them. But once you invite the Lord into your house, into your heart, it's over.
You'll
be welcome. You'll be like a whole brand new creature.
You will
Lord,
be a
all
new
up
creature.
To you.
That's right.
You're
that
new creature.
Hallelujah.
All things away.
Yeah.
Everything is made new. You get a fresh start, just like you were born. And that's basically what happens. You have a rebirth. You'll be made fresh and made new. So you'll have two births. You'll have your original birth, and then you'll have the birth of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You get fresh start. You get fresh everything. Fresh everything. So
and the Holy Spirit will help
you may want to think about.
Amen.
Amen. Just give it to God. Today is your day. Williamson said, today is your day. Don't wait too late. Because when you wait too late, you know what happens. You know,
yeah.
I wish I would have, could have, should have. And then you can't say nothing. It's too late.
Lord.
A lot of people, when they're on their deathbeds, they want to give their life to Christ. And that's a good thing because they still have breath. To do so. But once that breath is gone, sorry, too bad, so sad, you're going to really be mad. So you're going to end up in a place that you don't want to be. So don't wait. Don't wait. So, Pastor, Reverend Carolyn, she spoke. You know, she made it plain, made it clear. Today is your day. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Claim today is yours. Claim today is yours. Amen. 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 Today is your day.
Yes.
You know, today is your day. You don't have to wait. today is your day.
Yes.
Taken from, Luke 19:1-8, the story of Zacchaeus. Today is your day. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you all for those who joined us today and for the invitation to discipleship. If you put on that new armor of Christ, that's the best thing that you can do. You have everything.
Amen.
You
will be glory.
Guarded,
hallelujah.
Protected. You, from head to toe, you just long to take your weapon, which is your Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving earth. You take that with you, carry it with you. You don't have nothing to worry about. Everything is in there that you need to learn to go throughout the day. But I got to let you know, today is your day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Reverend Carolyn, thank you, man, amen. Thank you, worldwide listening audience. And anybody have any announcements? The lines are open for those of you who have announcements.
I'd just like to say that Bible study would be on Wednesday night.
Yes.
Right here. Tune in with us. There is another level. There's another level of faith that the Lord wants to take us through. Through this Bible study. As it has been said, come on to him.
Yes.
And he will in no wise cast you away.
No, he won't. No,
amen.
He won't.
Bring
your old tattered garment, and he'll give you one of pure white.
Amen.
Brand new.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Was yesterday the third Saturday? Apostle Chris?
We didn't go out to feed yesterday because of the rain. We're going to try it again Saturday if the weather is permitting.
Amen.
We're going to get
Go ahead and give the announcement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For those of you in the Little Rock area, we'll be feeding at the Compassion Center across the street from the Compassion Center this coming Saturday. And we will have a canopy if it do rain. Pastor Betty received a call on yesterday. Of a homeless man that was hungry. And we told him we was going to feed. You know, there's a lot of people out there that made some bad choices in their life. Matter of fact, I can say 10 out of 10 have made some bad choices. The best choice that you can make is to give your life to Christ. And you don't have to be homeless. You don't have to be hungry. You don't have to be anything. Sister said, today could be your day.
That's right.
And all you have to do is give your life to Christ. We're gonna try it again.
Amen.
We'll try it again this Saturday, and we will have a canopy in case it do rain, because. You know, it doesn't change a thing because it rained and you're supposed to be out there. The person is still hungry regardless of the circumstance or situation.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, got to hear from me.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The thing is, it doesn't matter if you're young or old because they have seasoned speakers, and they have young adults as well to speak to you. So doesn't matter the age. You can be, 2, 3, 4, 5, 65, 95, 105. You know, God doesn't care how old you are. As long as you come under Jesus, all you who are heavenly laden, he will give you rest. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Doesn't matter the age.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and they have young folks out there also
yes.
who
yes.
speak to you and
yeah.
and you know, help you through, because you may see some of the more seasoned people like, oh, don't, I don't want to go see no more people. They do too. No, it doesn't matter. They send a child. You can send a child to speak to you. So it doesn't
yeah.
matter who comes and speaks to you. The word is the same. The word
amen.
Is the same.
Hallelujah.
So.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The invitation
amen.
Is the
amen.
Same.
The
invitation
yeah.
is the invitation
same.
Is
Hallelujah.
The same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Saturday could be your day. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Monday could be your day. Tuesday, don't matter.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
said, you
hear
my heart.
And he spoke to
Hallelujah.
The multitude. So, you
know,
don't
turn it
away. Who God's saying. Mm-hmm. They send the doctor to speak to people. He said a few words.
Amen.
Like, oh, my gosh. So it doesn't matter who
Hallelujah.
God sends, as long as you answer that calling. That's all that we want
Amen.
You to do.
Amen. That's all.
Today is your day.
Amen.
Amen.
Come to Jesus. Come right
Amen.
Now. Hallelujah. He is waiting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is waiting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
He will love you. He will
Don't
protect
wait too late.
You. He will provide
mm-hmm.
for you. Hallelujah. He will shelter
yes,
you. He
yes.
will there ain't nothing he won't do. Glory to God. Because there ain't nothing he can't
Amen.
Do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
he does it all.
Hallelujah.
He does it
oh,
all.
Master. Love you, Master. Love you, Master. Love
Amen.
You, Master.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody
Amen.
Else who's on the line have announcements? Let me see if anybody else out there who has announcements. We have a couple of other people who've joined us. Anybody, and I just unmuted all lines, so if anybody else has announcements, you're more than welcome to make those announcements. Amen. I know Pastor Don is out there. He said he's got a lot of noise in his background, so I didn't know if he wanted to say anything or come off mute and make any announcements or anything. Okay. All right. And we have anybody out there, the lines are unmuted, so you're more than welcome to make announcements before I make mine. Amen. So I want to wish everybody a happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Congratulations on any promotions that have happened, any births of babies, any, you know, anything, communion, so on and so forth. So if you've had any of those, congratulations to all you all. So you can't say, didn't nobody wish me no happy birthday for my birthday. And I just want to congratulate you on all your victories, no matter how large, no matter how small. It's still a victory is a victory. You keep on winning, and you keep on going, and you will be just fine. So, you know, don't think that nobody doesn't notice you. You are noticed, and so I just want to wish you all who are out there happy birthday, happy anniversary, and congratulations on anything. Amen. And Tuesday and Thursday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. That's at 9 p.m. Everything on Let's Do a Radio is at 9 p.m. unless it's something special. And that's 9 p.m. Eastern. And we may talk about new kids on the block, because these kids these days, we just wondering, will they be able to handle the world in the future? So I think that's what we're going to be speaking on, new kids. That's what I call them, new kids on the block. So because you just never know. And then we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall on Wednesday with Bible study, as he announced earlier. He is with the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and he will be leading us in Bible study. So come prepared for, you know, bring your questions, bring everything that you have, bring your ammunition, as they say. So come on and be strong. And then on the fourth Sunday, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall, who will be speaking to us and Sunday service. So we look forward to that and look forward to him bringing us the word on a week from today, same place, same
Amen.
Channel, Let's Do a Radio. And so come prepared to hear what thus saith the Lord from him.
Hallelujah.
And in Amen. And in June the 21st through the 24th, is World Vitiligo Day, and they're having a conference in Indianapolis, Indiana. So mark your calendars. I plan on being out there during that time, so we may be having some being broadcast from Indianapolis, Indiana. No telling. You don't ever know where I might be. I might be in Key West. I might be in Mexico. I might be in Africa. You don't ever know where I am. We're worldwide, so we're going worldwide. So no matter where you are, we're going to meet you. We're going to meet you where you are. So, and we don't want to beat you, but we want to meet you where you are. So please come out and tell everybody about it. To join us on Tuesdays, every other Wednesday, and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Let's Do It Radio, and Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International each morning at 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Eastern. They have Bible study, so if you don't catch us at night, you can catch you in the morning. So their conference line, if you'd like to join them, is 605-472-5587 at 605-472-5587, and the PIN is 931-403-POUND. That's 931-403-POUND. And to keep me with this voice on the air, you could sow a seed to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air, and you could donate to Cash App, $ANA. ISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my cell or my tail, as I always say, you can always hit me up through Zelle. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a big pleasure to have each and every one of you from the worldwide listening audience stopping by and joining us and listening in. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, you can send an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I will answer and we'll talk about it, and we will have a show, because that's how a lot of our shows have been. We had a show last week with, I call him my brother from another mother, Montana Joe, speaking on the truth, well, the truth be told, because we've been lied to, and you know how things are, but you got to go back and listen to it if you want to hear about it. So and you can do that through blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do a Radio. And we have some pretty interesting discussions. So be prepared, because, you know, we have some people with some strong views, as I believe Reverend Carolyn may have heard and witnessed last week. Brother Joe, he was staying strong on his, what was he saying? His, on his morals and stuff. He was, anyway, that's another story for another day. So you got to go back and listen and hear what he had to say. So you know me. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Dalco Designs. It's been a pleasure having each and every one of you joining us this evening. The thought of the week is, change isn't the enemy, complacency is. Let me say that one more again. Change isn't the enemy, complacency is. We will have benediction and prayer by Reverend Carolyn Williamson, and hang close out with the song. I'll surprise you with the song. Amen, amen, amen. It's in your hands, Reverend Carolyn.
Amen. Praise the Lord once again.
Amen.
We thank God for all that has been said and been done. Hallelujah. We pray that someone will, at any given time, except the day, whatever day, today, tomorrow, next week, whatever day it is, they will hear the Lord pressing on their hearts to come, that he may spend time with them. They will accept the invitation and get in a hurry and come. And then they will call in to Blog Talk and say, hey, I heard the message compelling me that today was my day, and I made it my day, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. He changed my heart and mind, and I'm on a new journey. Hallelujah. And we will be like the scripture said, the angels in heaven rejoices over one sinner that comes to repentance. Hallelujah, and be a part of this great family. Hallelujah. Now I pray that as we dismiss from this line, never from God's presence, that he would go before you, that he would make his face to shine upon us all and give us his peace and just keep us, order our steps in his word, that he will be glorified in Jesus' name. I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. 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 Yeah, there's something I need right here.
Trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't last always.
sing it for yourself.
That's right.
So just wait on me, all the sopranos in the room. Sopranos in the room. They gonna give you your part. Come on, sopranos. Someone on top.
This is your part, your time right now. Warm it up, warm it up.
All the sinners in the room, send it. One, two, come on, sinners in trouble.
We got a bass in the room tonight. Are there any basses in the room tonight? Say yeah. Yeah. I need to see that. And a couple basses.
I think I'll cut the music real quick. One, two.
Things you say. Sperm with a last away. Oh, no, no. Sperm with a last away. You got it.
Come on.
Sure, but don't last no way. Oh, no, no trouble, don't last no way.
On the basis of it.
Trouble, don't last no way.
Come on now, fellas.
Oh, no, no trouble, don't last no way.
I'm here.
Trouble, don't wait. All the ladies say, come on up, no trouble, don't last no way.
Kiss everybody.
Put your hands together.
After we give it over to Christ, you know what we got? We got
yeah.
Victory.
Let's go!
Come on,
everybody get your hands up. We got the beat.
Yes, now that you got your victory, I want you to turn to your neighbor and look your neighbor straight in the eye and say, God loves you, and so do I. So I don't want nobody to say that. Didn't nobody tell me that they love me? So thank you, thank you, thank you again for joining us this evening, and thank you again to Reverend Carolyn Williamson for that wonderful blessing that she gave to us, taken from Luke 19:1-8, and talking about today is your day. So if you didn't get the word that today is your day, go back and listen to it so you know that today is your day, and you can always send me an email and say, hey, I want to receive Christ as my Savior. You can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I will be glad to get you in touch with any one of the ministers that was on the line today. We have 4, 5, 6, 11 of them. I mean, maybe not that many, but we have a few of them on the line. So, you know, you're always in good hands with Let's Do It Radio and Blog Talk Radio. So thank you again to each and every one of you who joined us this evening. Be blessed, stay blessed, and keep your head on the swivel. I love you, and God does too. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Thank you all. God bless you. Amen. Good night.